Well, wonderful Friday morning, beloved. It is great to have been able to spend this week together with you in God's Word. And today we continue with the conclusion of our reading in Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31. This is where Moses returns to Egypt, taking with him his wife and sons. Aaron meets Moses in the desert, and together they return to Egypt to confront the king. Aaron gathers the Israelite leaders and tells them everything the Lord has said to Moses. Okay, God's saving work still for this week is mercy and forgiveness. And so let's read the last part of Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go back to my relatives in Egypt to see if they're still alive." And Jethro agreed and told him goodbye. While Moses was still in Midian, the Lord said to him, "Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons and put them on a donkey and set out with them for Egypt, carrying the walking stick that God had told him to take. Again, the Lord said to Moses, "Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles which I have given you the power to do. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not let the people go. Then you must tell him that I, the Lord, say, 'Israel is my firstborn son. I told you to let my son go so that he might worship me, but you refused. Now I'm going to kill your firstborn son.'" At a camping place on the way to Egypt, the Lord met Moses and tried to kill him. Then Zipporah, his wife, took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and touched Moses' feet with it. Because of the rite of circumcision, she said to Moses, "You are a husband of blood to me." And so the Lord spared Moses' life. Now, meanwhile, the Lord had said to Aaron, "Go into the desert to meet Moses." So he went to meet him at the holy mountain. And when he met him, he kissed him. Then Moses told everything that the Lord had said when he told him to return to Egypt. He also told him about the miracles that the Lord had ordered him to perform. So Moses and Aaron went to Egypt and gathered all the Israelite leaders together. Aaron told them everything that the Lord had said to Moses, and then Moses performed all the miracles in front of the people. They believed, and when they heard that the Lord had come to them and had seen how they were being treated cruelly, they bowed down and worshiped. Today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verse 21. The Lord said to Moses, "Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles which I have given you the power to do." All right, let us pray. Sovereign God, you are supreme over all creation. Your steadfast presence and faithfulness revive my spirit each day. I praise you for all of your mighty deeds. Amen. Well, our time together this week has come to an end. I look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday at the church services, either in the chapel or via Zoom or Facebook. And Monday we'll be together again, where we'll pick up at Exodus chapter 5 and verse 1, where Moses and Aaron go before the king of Egypt. Folks, just keep hanging on to God's promises. He hears your prayers, and he has promised to answer those prayers to those who hold on to the very end. God bless.